The heading I have given, according to the Bible in the Old Testament. This is the belief of the Jews only. I repeat again, according to the Bible in the Old Testament, the belief of the Jews and Christians both. The Jews and the Christians both believe these verses and their practice in the world. First we have to see what is written in the Bible in this Old Testament. The book is the Deuteronomy. It can refer, you can say, as a chapter. Deuteronomy is a chapter or book. 20 chapter verse 10 to 13 I will read first. It says regarding wars, what you have to do. When you march up and attack to a city, when you march up to attack a city, make its people an offer of peace. So further it says in 11, if they accept and open their gates, all the peoples in it shall be subject to forced labor and shall work for you. The says in 12, if they refuse to make peace and they engage you in battle, in war, lay siege to that city. 13 verse, when the Lord your God delivers it into your hand, put to the sword all the men in it. Further, in Numbers 31, so now, kill every boy and kill every woman who has had sexual intercourse, but keep alive for yourselves all the girls and all the women who are virgins. And Leviticus 25 says, and you may leave them as an inheritance to your sons, those virgins, as inheritance to your sons, whom they must serve as long as they live. Make them, enslave them. Further, Deuteronomy 20, as for the women, the children, the livestock, and everything else in the city, you may take these and plunder for yourselves, and you may use the plunder the Lord your God gives you from your enemies. Now, further, Deuteronomy 20, 15, this is how you are to treat all the cities that are at distance from you and do not belong to nations nearby. However, in 16, how in the cities of the nation Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, do not leave alive anything that breathes. According to the Bible, the New Testament, this is the Christian faith. First of all, in Matthew 23, he addresses to the people, you snakes and sons of snakes. This is how he speaks, the loving Jesus Christ. The loving Jesus Christ. You snakes and sons of snakes. In Matthew 23 verse 33. In Matthew 33 verse 13. You hypocrites. You hypocrites. Jesus is addressing to the learned Jews of his time. Then further, Matthew 12 verse 39. How evil and godless are the people of this day. In Matthew 5, 7, do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. And in verse 18 says, I tell you the truth, until the heaven and the earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. And in verse 19, anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments teaches others others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever practices and teaches this commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. In Luke 12 and verse 51, it says, do you suppose that I came to bring peace to the world? No, not peace, but divisions. Then Luke 12 verse 49, I came to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already kindled. And it further says, now in Luke 14:26, whosoever comes to me cannot be my disciple unless he loves me more than he loves his father and his mother, his wife, his children, his brothers and his sisters and himself as well. So he says in Luke 19 verse 27, now as for those enemies of mine who did not want me to be their king, bring them here and kill them in my presence. So Surah At-Tawbah 9 and Ayah 34. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْأَحْبَارِ وَالرُّهْبَانِ لَيَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَيَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُم بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. O you who believe, surely the majority from Ahbar, the scholars, and Ruhban, the terrorist, definitely eat the wealth of the people with falsehood, and they oppose about the way of Allah, and they are those who hoard gold and silver. That is, hoard means to, that is a supply of food, money, etc., that is carefully guarded for the future. And they do not spend in the way of Allah. They do not spend it in the way of Allah. Then give them the good news with the grievous punishment. So now next ayah we go to Surah Yasin 36, Ayah 47. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ نُطْعِمُوا مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And when it is said to them to spend with what Allah has given the sustenance to you, those who reject say to those who believe, what? Shall we feed the one to whom if Allah had willed, he would have fed? This is nothing, you are nothing but you are in clear, except in clear straying. Further, Al Imran 3 and Ayah 181. لَقَدْ سَمِيَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهُ فَقِيرٌ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُوا وَقَتْلَهُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ وَنَقُولُ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. Without doubt, Allah has heard the saying of those. Surely Allah is poor and we are rich. Surely we will write down what they have said and their killing of the prophets without right. And we will say, taste the punishment of the burning. And in the Quran, Surah Al-Nisa 4 and Ayah 161. وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَا وَقَدْ نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَأَكْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِينَ مِنْهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. And they took al-riba, the increase, and without doubt they were prohibited about it. And they ate the wealth of the people with falsehood. And we have prepared for the rejectors among them a painful punishment. And the reference is Surah Anfal 8 and 41. And Surah Al-Hashr 59, 7, 8 and 9. In these verses, so first of all in Surah Anfal 8 and Ayah 41, I'm reading small portion of ayah. This is not mentioned in that booklet. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّمَا غَنِمْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَأَنَّ لِلَّهِ خُمُسَهُ لِلْرَسُولِ وَلِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. I'm not reading the whole ayah. It refers to, and know that surely whatever ghanim profit you get from anything, if you believe in Allah, then surely 1/5 of his sadqa, charity, is for Allah and for Rasul, the messenger, and for qurba, the relatives, and for yatama, the orphans, and for masakin, the needy. In Surah 59, Hashr, and 7 and 8, just the two more categories I'm reading. Lil fuqara'i al-muhajirin al-ladina ukhriju min diyarim wa amwalikum wal-ladina tabawud dar wal-iman min qablihim. So now in Surah Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 278, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa dharu ma baqiya minar riba in kuntum mu'minin. O you who believe, take guard of Allah and leave off what remains, the riba increase, if you are believers. In Surah Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 271. Continuity, this ayah is continuity. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَإِن تُبْتُمْ فَلَكُمْ رُؤُوسُ أَمْوَالِكُمْ لَا تَظْلِمُونَ وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ. Then if you do not leave off what remains from our riba, the increase, so take a notice of war from Allah and His Messenger, and if you turn back, then the heads of your wealth are for you. You do not oppress and you will not be oppressed. Surah Munafiqun 63:7. Humul ladina yaquluna la tunfiqu ala man inda rasulillah hatta yanfaddu walillahi khazainus samawati wal ard walakinnal munafiqina la yafqahun. They are those who say you do not spend over the believers who are near the Messenger of Allah until they break up. For Allah are the treasures of the skies and the earth. But the munafiqun, the hypocrites, do not understand. Al-Maidah 5 and Ayah 64. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةٌ غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ يُنْفِقُوا كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ وَلَا يَزِيدَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا وَالْقَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةِ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ كُلَّمَا أَوْقَذُوا نَارًا لِلْحَرْبِ أَطْفَأَ اللَّهُ وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And the Yahud, the Jews, say the hand of Allah is cuffed up, tied up. Their hands are cuffed, tied up, and they are close with what they have said. But both his hands are outspread. He spends how he wills, and what is revealed to you from your Lord definitely increases the majority from them in tyranny, unjustly harsh or cruel, and rejection. And we have put enmity and hatred among them towards the day of resurrection, whenever the Yehud, the Jews, ignite the fire of war. Whenever the Yehud, the Jews, ignite the fire of war, Allah extinguish it, and they make an effort in the earth to cause corruption, and Allah does not love those who are mufsideen, corrupt. In Surah Tawbah 9:107 and 108, where the activities start. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ذِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَلَيَحْلِفُنَّ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْحُسْنَى وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. And those hypocrites who have taken a mosque to harm, harm and to reject what? That is to attain peace, Islam, and to make divisions between the believers, and a place of ambush, who have been waging war against Allah and His Messenger from before. So Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ذِرَارًا كُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَيَحْلِفُنَّ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْحُسْنَى وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. And those hypocrites who have taken a mosque to harm and to reject, that is Islam, peace in that land, and to make division between the believers as an ambush, hidden place for sudden attacks, for those Yahudi and the Jews who have been waging war against Allah and His Messenger from before. And now, and they say, and definitely they swear, that our intent is nothing except goodness, and Allah testifies, surely these hypocrites are liars. in 108, continuation Surah Tawbah 9:108. لا تقوم فيه أبدا لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين. Surely, sorry, you never stand in it. Definitely the mosque whose basis from the first day is on guard. It is more right that you stand in it. In it are men who love to be purified themselves, and Allah those who purify themselves. Inna wala baytin wudiya linnasi lalladhi bi bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil alamin. The first house, Baytul Haram, awwal bayt, wudiya linnas lalladhi bi bakka, that is bakka, mubarak, a blessing, and a hudan lil alamin, and a guidance for all mankind. Surah Al-Imran 396 ayat. It is referring that this is the mosque, the first house built on the first day. Surah Al-Ma'idah 5 and ayat 33 and 34. Innama jaza'u alladhina yuharibuna Allah wa rasulah wa yas'auna fil ardi fasada an yuqattalu aw yusallabu aw tuqatta'a aydihim wa arjulhum min khilaf aw yunfaw min al ard dhalika lahum khizyun fid dunya وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Surely the reward of those who wage war against Allah and His Messenger, and they move around in the earth to cause corruption, is that they will be killed, or they will be crucified, or their hands and feet will be cut off from the opposite sides, or they will be exiled from the land. For them is disgrace in this world, and in the last is a great punishment for them. Surah Maidah 5:33 and the verse 34. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَقْدِرُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Except those who turn back before you gain power of them, then you should know that surely Allah is forgiving and most merciful. By Surah Yunus 10 and Ayah 88. وقال موسى ربنا إنك آتيت فرعون وملأه زينة وأموالا في الحياة الدنيا ربنا ليضلوا عن سبيلك ربنا اطمس على أموالهم واشدد على قلوبهم فلا يؤمنوا حتى يروا العذاب الأليم. And Musa said, Our Lord, surely you have given Pharaoh, the Pharaoh and his chiefs the adornment of wealth in this worldly life. Our Lord, so that they mislead about your way, our Lord, obliterate them on their wealth and make them rigid on their hearts so that they will not believe until they see the grievous punishment. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَدِلَّةٍ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And without doubt, Allah helped you with Badr, with full moon, and you were humiliated. So take guard of Allah that you may be thankful. إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَلَنْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ أَنْ يُمِدَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِثَلَاثِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُنْزَلِينَ. When you said to the believers, is it not sufficient that your Lord sends down 3,000 angels to expand you? Surah Al-Imran 3 and 1 continuation. بَلَا إِنْ تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَيَعْتُكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُصَوِّمِينَ. Nay, if you have patience, it doesn't mean you have wars, if you have patience and take guard, they will come to you boiled over. Who? The non-Muslims. They will come to you boiled over from this. Your Lord will expand you with 5,000 marked angels. فَإِذَا read the Arabic. فَإِذَا لَقِيتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَضَرْبَ الرِّقَابِ حَتَّى إِذَا أَثْخَنْتُمُهُمْ فَشُدُّوا الْوَثَاقِ فَإِمَّا مَنَّمْ بَعْدُ وَإِمَّا فِدَاءً حَتَّى تَذَوُوا الْحَرْبِ أَوْزَارَهَا ذَلِكَ وَلَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ لَانْتَصَرَ مِنْهُمْ وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ بَعْضَكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ وَالَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَلَنْ يُضِلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ سَيَهْدِيهِمْ وَيُصْلِحُ بَالَهُمْ. So when you meet those who reject, then strike the next until you are thick. In the Arabic word, thick means to disagree with them. Disagree with the rejecter. You become thick and disagree excessively to the rejecters. And tie them firmly. If you will reject them, tie them. Tie them does not mean physical. If it would have been, they would have mentioned hands. It says tie them. Tie them firmly. What they tie them? Tie firmly. Then after that either he, Allah, favors or either takes ransom until the war lay down its burdens. Now the war is taking place between the Jews and the hypocrites. It laid down its burdens. Now Allah says either Allah, he takes ransom from these people, because once you go into the war, people realize that they've been doing wrong. So Allah may take ransom from them, some fidya, or he favors them. They may accept Islam because they were warring between the two parties. So he says, then after that, either he favors them, people who are having wars, either takes he ransom until the war lay down his burdens. If Allah wills, he would have been victorious from them. But he tried, Allah being victorious, not the believers or no, Allah being victorious over them, because it's a war between Allah, you're waging war against Allah. But he tries some of you with some. And those, listen to me this portion, and those who are being killed in the way of Allah, he will never estray their deeds. Suppose people say they are physical. I repeat, and those who are being killed in the way of Allah, he will never estray their deeds, actions. Soon he will guide them and he will correct their condition. If you are killed in the way of Allah, then Allah will guide you in correct your condition if you are killed. وَالَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, those who are being killed in the way of Allah, فَلَنْ يُذِلَّ عَمَالَهُمْ, then Allah will not estray their deeds. سَيَهْدِيهِمْ وَيُسْرِحُ بَعْلَهُمْ, soon he will guide them and he will correct their condition. Surah Tawbah 9 and 5 ayat and 6. فَإِذَنْ سَلَقَ الْأَشْرُ الْحُرُمْ فَقْتُلُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ وَخُذُوهُمْ وَعَصُرُوهُمْ وَاقْعُدُوا لَهُمْ كُلَّ مَرْصَدٍ فَإِنْ تَابُوا وَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَبْلِغْهُ مَأْمَنَهُ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَّا يَعْلَمُونَ. Here it says, so when the sacred months are ended, then you fight or kill them whenever you find them. Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 197. Al-Hajju Ashrum Ma'lumat. Al-Hajju Ashrum Ma'lumat. The Hajj months are known. The Hajj months are known. They are known to you. Faman farada feehinna al-Hajj. فَلَا رَفَسَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. And by the way, I give you Surah Tawbah 9. You open the Surah Tawbah 9 and Ayah 111. How I explain how to kill in the way of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Surely Allah has purchased from the believers their souls, and their wealth is garden for them. They fight in the way of Allah, then they kill and get their souls killed. A promise on him in truth, in Torah and in the Injil and in the Quran. And who can fulfill his promise than Allah? Then rejoice with your deal that you bargain with him. That is the supreme achievement. Now the ayah that you are reading, Surah Al-Anfal 860. Now you see the word, there is a problem with the translation. If you read the Abdullah Yusufli translate, I will read the Arabic first, then we will read the translation, and then we will compare the notes between the translation of Abdullah Yusufli translation and my translation, right? وَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَّ اللَّهِ وَعَدُوَّكُمْ وَآخَرِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَهُمْ اللَّهُ يَعْلَمُهُمْ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. And for them you prepare to what you have the capability from the strength, from the bindings of the horses, to terrorize with it to the enemies of Allah and your enemies and other besides them. You do not know them, Allah knows them. And whatsoever you spend from anything in the way of Allah, you will be repaid in full and you will not be oppressed.